Yes, it seems that the Supreme Court is going to start hearing all of the complaints launched by the different political parties about the first round of the elections. And I suspect that once they finish the hearings, they are going to make their decisions. As you know, there have been different allegations of fraud or sometimes, irregularities, meaning, errors in some of, for example, the minute which we are supposed to sign, to be signed by all the members of the polling station, just one sign. And I think so many of these mistakes which were made, it's because of the lack of training of, the people who are supervising the vote. But in any way, the Supreme Court will hear the different complaints and then make the decisions.
Now, Theano, when do you think, first, how significant, how significant will this hearing be? And when do you expect the Supreme Court to make its ruling, especially when it has to investigate the allegations of irregularities that will be tabled before it today?
Yeah, I mean, at this stage, it's difficult to know exactly how long it will take, because we have different political parties, but I'm not sure it's all of them which have launched, largest complaints. But in any way, the decision has to be made in the coming days, because you know that after the CENI has announced the result, the political parties have 8 days to launch their complaint, and then the Supreme Court has 3 days. So in any way, by the beginning of next week, we will get the decisions and know exactly whether we are going to second round or if there are any other remaining issue which will be addressed during the past election.
Interim President Sekuba Konate threatened to resign because of insults being thrown at him by some opposition groups. What can you tell me about this?
Yes, some of the political parties, and particularly the UFR, headed by Mr. Sidya Touré, who is the former prime minister, accused the president of interference in the electoral process. And according to some of his supporters, he was not able to move to the second round because of some of the intervention made, by the president. And those supporters, they organized a demonstration and they insulted him and his parents. And he really got very angry and said that he has made so much sacrifice in order to take Guinea to these elections and to make sure that it's well organized. And if he has made all of the sacrifices, it's not at the end to get some people coming, to insult him. And he said if this is the way he's going to be treated, then he will be he will prefer to resign. And he asked all the institutions to select someone in his place. But after he made his statement, all of the institutions, the prime minister, the head of the transitional council, some of the religious leaders, all of them, they got together, they went up to him, and then later on in the day, he met Sidya Touré himself. And according to some sources, finally Sidya Touré apologized about, what were said. And finally he decided just, to forgive and to put it behind him and, to move on to the next round of the election.
So
I think the issue right now has been resolved. We have had the visit from the president of the African Union, Jean-Ping, as well as the president of Mali, Excellency Amadou Toumani Touré, who is here, who was here yesterday. And we think that those visits will help to bring all of the parties together and make sure that we move forward.
What are the expectations of Guineans ahead of today's hearing of the Supreme Court?
Guineans really expect to get a fair decision from the Supreme Court. As you know, this is the first time Guineans are organizing elections, free and fair elections, and they really expect that at the end of the day, they will select themselves their president and their choice will be respected. And we have to make sure that all of the legal process have been followed. So many political parties have launched, you know, complaints, and the Guineans are expecting that the decision which will be made by the Supreme Court will be respected by all the parties, and it will be a fair decision.